Hello and welcome to the Much More Podcast, the podcast that aims to help you be more, to be able to reach your fullest potential, and then to be able to give more in terms of that potential. I am your host, Mark Miller, and I'm excited to bring you this one. Let's get into it. I don't know about you, but I've been feeling a little bit stressed lately, just stressed on the year coming to an end, and it's just taking over. There's just so many demands on me right now. There's so many people who want me to do so many things for them. I just don't know how to cope with it all. It's becoming a burden. I'm feeling tired. I just can't wait for this year to end. I need it to end. I've been hearing things like this. A fair amount, actually, recently from a few different people is everybody's talking about the stress of year end. And it made me wonder, as it's just recently been International Stress Awareness Week, and I thought that I should have a closer look at stress. One thing about stress is that stress can and is often experienced on various different levels. Oh, and oh, by the way, if you're hearing traffic and things in the background, I have recently moved next to a main road. And I'm working my way towards a nice podcast studio one day. Yep, there's the traffic that I spoke about. Not much I can do about that. I live next to a main road. It is what it is. Just being authentic and real with you guys. I am just sitting here doing my best with what I got. So stress can be experienced in a whole different array of levels. And right there, right now, on some weird level, I experience stress because I'm worried about how the sounds of the background affect you listeners. Like I was saying, stress can affect us on all different array of levels. And I don't know about you. I remember growing up thinking that homework was going to be my biggest stress, right? Like you're sitting in school and you're worried about, am I going to get homework today? Am I going to get homework this week? When is my project due, right? And this is where your biggest stress factor comes on as a kid. And then you worry about what your friends think of you, the stresses of what your friends are going to say about you. Are you cool enough? So from a young age, we have to deal with stress. We have to deal with demands on life. And we're not entirely sure how to focus on these things or even how to manage our stress correctly. As you grow up and you mature, right, then you hear about exams and you're like, oh no, I've got exams coming up. And then you have to deal with exam stresses, having to study. And then don't let me even get started on university. At university level, we come across, you know, work such as projects due, theses due. And then you start stressing about that, all the work that you have to do, projects have upscaled. And then at a young age, you start wondering, where are you going to get money from? How are you going to make money? What am I going to do for a job? And the world has become a lot more tiresome. There's been things that have been affecting us a lot more recently. And then you leave and you start stressing about career. And even in university level, you're stressing about the career, what you're going to be doing. I mean, there's the stresses whether you've made the right decisions, right? And I've just recently been experiencing that. I've moved abroad and there have been moments where I've wondered to myself, have I made the right decision moving to South Africa? Is Cape Town the right place for me to stay? How am I going to leave from here to go to the next part, to the next thing that I want to do? All these things are just added stress factors that I've been experiencing. And then in 2020, the year 2020 came along and we as the world experienced a whole different new level of stress. Things that were totally out of our control. I mean, I was already stressed enough with the things that I could control and now I've got to face the fact that there's things out of my control that is going to impact my life. Truth is, there's always been those things and then stress becomes a way of life for all of us. And then I realized that this stress was costing me a lot and I wasn't being able to use it effectively And I'm the type of person that manages with stress by just shutting down and trying to escape. And often that would be I'm trying to watch a movie or I would play games or, you know, just try and procrastinate where I can because I felt like just pushing it away was the only thing that I had control over. So therefore, I should do that and take that control. And then I let this amount of stress overcome me and I would just be overwhelmed. And this started leading me to create further bad habits and managing my time. And I would start developing revenge sleep syndrome, which is if you don't know what that is, you kind of push yourself or keep yourself awake to stretch your day for as long as you can so you can have those moments of break and that moment of pause for yourself. And then another thing I would do is I would just end up having a nap when I shouldn't be because stress overwhelms. And then gaming became something that was addictive for me for a long time and different periods of my life, because I feel like in that little gaming world, there was something there that I could control, something that I could take over, something that I could manage. And I noticed that these cycles just repeat itself over and over. I get stressed. This is what happens to me. I start not focusing on my exercise, don't focus on the things I should be focusing on, and it starts taking away. And I realized that in order to change the situation and combat the stress that I have to experience, I had to start dealing with my mental stress and start putting in the right habits, the right things to manage my stress. You see, John Maxwell has a quote that says this: I do not choose what happens to me, but I do choose what happens in me. And at first I was like, wow, that's really powerful. I'm going to go out, I'm going to go choose what's happening in me. Even that in itself becomes quite difficult to do, especially when you're stressed or you're under this sense of anxiety and you just feel like, well, I don't even have the nerve or control right now to focus on what I need to be focusing on. The little things in life is becoming more difficult to do. What I've been reading and studying and looking at is that even now, for a large percentage of people, over 40% of people, they're experiencing that even making small decisions is becoming really difficult, because we are dealing with a pandemic still, and these things are affecting the way we think. The world is opening up, and for some people that is exciting, and for other people it's quite daunting. And either way, both is right. You see that choosing to manage your stress and choosing to do these little things in itself is actually energy taking. It takes energy to sometimes do the things that we ought to be doing. And for some of us, we don't even have a reserve. And maybe that resonates with some of you, and I'm hoping that it'll resonate with a few of you. And in essence, John Maxwell is right. We do have a choice in how we approach things and how we let these things in life affect us. We have to choose to get the help if we feel stuck. If we're in a position of languishing, we need to choose to make the right steps to get out of there. And that can sometimes mean digging deep. And for some of you right now, you might be experiencing deadlines coming up. For some of you, you might be experiencing the stress of where will you get work next year. And for others, we don't know how long it'll take before we get the results that we want in life. We seem like we're just grinding out and starting something new, and then you're daunted by that. All these things will impact you. So let's have a look at how stress affects us. Well, as research shows, that stress impacts us in the way that we absorb information. It has a direct impact on our episodic memory. What that means is you will start struggling to remember sequences of events. When something happened, how did it happen, all the details taking place. In essence, you will experience a version of extreme brain fog when you're stressed and anxious. One of the early signs is that you feel like the days are just blending into each other because there's overwhelm. It's hard for you to segregate what has been happening. Stress is often accompanied by an array of physical reactions. These symptoms can be characteristics of other mental disorders as well. You've got to be aware of your stress. You've got to be aware of what it's doing. One of the first things that's affected, and myself included, is sleep disturbance. In other words, you may want to sleep way too much, or you're not getting enough sleep at all. If you're clenching your jaw, grinding your teeth, this is something as well. How is your stomach? What is your gut telling you? Because often stress impacts our digestive system. Do you feel like you have a lump in your throat? Difficulty swallowing? Also, when we're stressed, we become agitated. Show agitated, annoyed behaviors. It might be playing with your hair, pulling on something, twiddling your thumbs to an excess, shaking your legs, tapping on things. And then there is the real effect of increasing your heart rate and then creating general restlessness. Then you might find some dizziness, chest pains, sweaty palms, nervousness, lack of energy, fatigue, not recalling information, confusion, difficulty concentrating, showing irritation, or just being totally apathetic about what's going on around you. And truth be told, I've noticed this in a lot of people around me, is these early indicators of stress. And I looked at it and I was like, why are people not doing anything about it? If stress goes unchecked, it can lead to so many different psychological problems. And one of them being anxiety, and then often a comorbidity with depression. Because being in a constant state of stress means that your cortisol levels are too high, so you're going to be increasing inflammation in your body, and it's just a recipe for disaster. So you really have to be acutely aware of what's happening in your body. You have to be aware of when you need rest. You have to be aware now when you need to manage your stress and how to manage it effectively. And you might be saying to me, well, Mark, I've just been in this place of overwhelm now for a period of 2 to 3 years. How am I going to ever break this cycle? What am I going to have to do? And I'm just here to tell you, don't worry so much about the level of stress you're experiencing. Be aware of the stress you're experiencing. So in other words, don't be overwhelmed by it. Quite a fine line to draw, because when we're aware of it, we might realize how bad it is. But if you add too much meaning onto your stress, or you sign too much onto your stress, it's just going to make it bigger. One of the things that you've got to do when you're stressed is take time for yourself. There are some basic ways that I'm going to share with you just to manage stress on a daily basis, just to reduce that level, to lower that cortisol levels and get you to a point where you can possibly perform a little better. One of the first things that I'm going to tell you to do is correct your sleep patterns. Man, I've gone into so much on how sleep is really important to you, but be very aware of your sleep cycle. But one of the most important things that you can do when you're feeling stressed is please wake up at the same time every day and go to bed the same time every day. That means weekends as well. Start building that habit and routines. And also nap. Find space in the mid-afternoon between 3 and 5 p.m. and have a 45-minute nap. Another thing is work on your stress. What is it that is making you feel this element of stress? Is it the pandemic? Is it the effects of work? Is it deadlines? What is it? And start working on those things. Don't procrastinate. Don't do what I do and put things off. Actually face it and deal with it. Another thing that I wanted to tell you to do is chew gum. Yeah, you heard me right. Chew some gum. Actually, chewing can release tension in our facial muscles. Exercises them as well, and that can release an element of stress. We often want to clench our jaws and grind our teeth. If you are somebody like that, chew gum. It gives you something to squeeze down onto and just let that frustration out. And of course, something that is really important that we hear all the time is exercise, but I'm telling you, it's one of the biggest things that you can do to release serotonin and dopamine into your bodies, which naturally combat stress, is to exercise. Go for a half an hour run. Do half an hour of lifting exercises if you must. Write it out is another thing that you can do. Pick up a pen and paper and put your thoughts on paper. Acknowledge what you're thinking. It's so important for your mental health. Speaking of mental health, practice mindfulness. Be aware of yourself. Take a moment to breathe. And just allow yourself to be calm. And I want you to do that now. I want you to take a moment and just take 3 to 4 real deep breaths. Just feel how different that feels. Like I just did it myself, and I just feel so much more grounded, so much more centered. Breathing really roots you. So yeah, just breathe properly. Do that. So practice your mindfulness. Be aware of your body. Read. Read and learn some new things, and also read to relax. This is one that I struggle with, and it's something that I read about, is reduce the amount of stimulants that you take. And for me, my problem is drinking a lot of coffee. So yeah, I just really have, when I am stressed, I have to reduce the amount of coffee that I drink. Have a cold shower in the mornings. Try have a cold shower. That releases a lot of endorphins in your body, and it also allows for clarity of mind. It really does. Try it out. Get out in nature. Go for walks. Pray. Have a spiritual practice to reduce stress. And then if you are feeling really stressed and anxious, please talk to a professional. Speak to a therapist. These are such basic things that we can do to just alleviate some of the stresses that we're feeling. But I just want to reiterate that you have to acknowledge the space that you're in. It's vital and important to do so. Don't face it alone. Realize your own coping mechanisms, but also be willing to share when the time is right for you. I know that sometimes I have to internalize things before I speak about it, and that's okay. But yeah, my dad always says to me that talk is tonic, and to a degree it is. But also choose the right people to talk to. Not everybody's going to want to have your back. There's going to have to be the right circle. And I've mentioned that many times on my podcast before, is that get the right circle of people behind you to help you manage your stress. Stresses and anxieties are something that we're all feeling and increasing now. Realize that you're not alone, that there are people that can help you. And by all means, if you are struggling, go seek a professional. And experiencing some stresses, I'm hoping that this episode has helped you in facing it and giving you some ideas and some of the things that you can do just to break that stress down and to break that anxiety down. So you can find me if you want to find out a little bit more about what I do, somewhere to connect with me. You can find me at mm_mark_miller on Instagram. You can reach out to me there, DM me. I would love to have a conversation with you, sit down and chat and just connect. Just throughout this time, realize that you don't have to face it alone. I am there willing to walk alongside you in what you're facing here. Yeah, so please reach out to me there. And if you want a topic or you want me to discuss something on my podcast, let me know. Or even if you'd like to be a guest, please reach out to me there as well. So yeah, I am Mark Miller from Much More Coaching. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I love making it for you. Just realize that it's okay to feel stress right now, but it's not okay to dwell in it. It's not okay to just let it overwhelm you. You have to make the decision. And sometimes that can be hard and energy draining, but you have to move. And do it in small little steps, and that's what I just shared with you today. Realize that you can be more and give so much more despite of your stresses, despite of where you're at right now. And that you can able to and you are able to achieve so much more and perform so much better. Be aware of your mental health, be aware of what you're doing. Alright, that's all I have to say on this. Have a fantastic day further. Be blessed, everybody. Bye bye now.